Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A new report from Michigan State University researchers finds Michigan schools have seen the steepest decline in state education funding in the nation. That report says, adjusted for inflation, total revenue for Michigan schools has declined by 30% since 2002. At the same time, Michigan ranks at the bottom for growth in math and reading proficiency. Joining us now is the president of the Michigan State Board of Education, Cassandra Ulbrich. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
So I hate interjecting politics into this at the very beginning, but you are a Democrat, and many Republicans say, look, we're pumping in more money into education than ever before. Lower performance by students is not going to be fixed by money. What do you think of that?
If you just look at hard dollars, then I would agree. We are spending in hard dollars. That line item has increased over the years. But what that doesn't take into effect, as this study actually rightly points out, number one is inflation. The money going in, it may be increasing, but the cost of everything that schools are funding is actually increasing at a much higher rate than that. The second thing I would say is, if you ask anyone in our local schools if they feel that they are getting additional funding, they would say no. And the reason for that is because while that hard dollar number might be increasing, the actual amount of money going into our classrooms is actually decreasing. And this is for a number of reasons, but one of them is that we are educating fewer students. And we have a per pupil foundation allowance that follows students from class to class. And while we're educating fewer students, we are actually increasing the number of schools every year through charter schools and things like that. So as we add more and more infrastructure, it increases the cost, but it also means that less money is actually going into the classroom.
Let's talk about that for a moment. Yesterday on the program, Senator Wayne Schmidt, the chair of the K-12 subcommittee, acknowledged that one of the things that's a problem is that the teachers' pension fund has been getting better funding now, and that's taking away money from that pile of money used for the schools. So that's hurt the classrooms. But then he made this statement.
We have currently record funding levels now, and we have fewer students than we've ever had, too. You know, you kind of have to wonder.
So you made the point that more infrastructure, or just as much infrastructure, but fewer students, he's saying, hey, look, there are fewer kids. It shouldn't cost as much.
Well, that would be true if we weren't adding more schools every year. So if you look at the enrollment trends for the state of Michigan and say you look at a 10-year time span, you'll see that we are educating during that 10-year time span about 135,000 fewer students. At the exact same time, we had a net increase of 160 new charter schools. That's just unsustainable. That's why we're spending, as he terms it, record amounts of money, and we're getting worse results because we're educating fewer kids, but it's not getting to where the kids are actually in the classroom. We're spending money on infrastructure when we really don't need to be doing that. This is I would call it a strategy, but the reality is the state of Michigan doesn't have an education strategy because we allow multiple actors to basically create schools based on their needs, not necessarily the needs of the community.
The legislature has been spending a lot of time questioning accountability of the districts and of teachers and how to test students. Lawmakers seem to believe that schools are just not properly using the money that they're getting. What's your response to them?
You know, I would turn that back on the legislature. The legislature over the last several years has really focused on changing a number of things for our schools. They call it school reform, and there seems to be a different reform every single year. And the reality is for our public schools, they're playing catch up. Every time the legislature comes up with a new accountability system or new rules or new goals, our public schools have to spend time implementing those. And then once they implement them, the legislature pulls the rug out from under them again and decides, nope, that's not what we want to focus on. Now we want to focus on this. I think the legislature needs to take a pause from creating school reform and let the schools catch up to where they are now, and then let them actually see what some of the results are of the reforms that they implement, as opposed to just changing it every year, which, you know, really, we can't point to anything that suggests that this is working well for anybody.
We're talking to the president of the Michigan State Board of Education, Cassandra Ulbrich. Funding for public schools, in part, has been diverted to higher ed and other budget needs. And this report, this MSU report, has indicated that instead of serving as a dedicated funding stream for schools, the school tax dollars the state collects have become a sort of a slush fund for balancing the state budget. Do you agree with that? And if that's the case, how do you stop it?
Yeah, I think if you look at the original intent of Proposal 8 and the creation of the school aid fund, it was to fund K-12 public schools. And in the last, I would say, decade or more, it has been used to, one, shore up deficiencies in the general fund, two, to start funding things that it was never intended to fund, like community colleges, and three, now, and you just saw this in December with the lame duck, it's instead of putting certain revenue in that was earmarked for the school aid fund, we're just going to divert it so it never makes it there to begin with. So yes, I think that the school aid fund has become somewhat of a slush fund, basically to shore up the general fund, but also to fund things that it was never intended to fund.
So how do you stop it?
Well, I think we need the legislature and the governor's office to work together and to come up with what specifically they want from the school aid fund, and then to really set it aside and not utilize it for things that it wasn't intended for, or to stop diverting money that should go into the school aid fund. You know, at the end of the day, they have the power of the purse, but there's also the intention of the voters and the taxpayers in the state of Michigan, and that's very clear what their intention was. So we really need the legislature and the governor to work together to shore up the school aid fund and then protect it. And put almost like a bubble around it that says we're not going to tap into this every time we find ourselves falling short somewhere else.
You mentioned Proposal A. A little history for those of you who don't know about it. In 1994, through Proposal A, the state shifted much of the funding for public schools from local school districts to the state. That helped a little in making funding more equitable, although there is still a substantial gap between the best-funded schools and the worst. This MSU report finds that after adjusting for inflation, Michigan education funding in 2015 was only at the 82% level of what was used or what came in after Proposal A was implemented. Besides this diversion problem we've been talking about, what's happening here?
Well, I think, you know, certainly Michigan had a very tough decade that we went through. And so I think some tax funds that would have gone into the school aid fund probably didn't. But the other thing you have to remember is we've also had a long track record now of changing our tax structure. And I would say creating what is really an unfair system where for the last 8 years at least, we've really shifted the tax burden from corporations and businesses onto individuals. And that changes the system and how taxes are collected in the state. We need to get back to a fair tax system that allows for things like the school aid fund to be collecting the taxes that were intended to go into it.
Well, let's try to bottom line this. The state's Department of Education goal is for Michigan to be a top 10 state in education achievement in 10 years. Given the findings of this Michigan State report, how do you get there?
So I think there's a couple of things that we need to do. One is we need to look at an equitable funding system for our schools. So recognizing that there are some students that really require more resources and are more expensive to educate. And then have a funding structure that really reflects that, so that schools that are educating larger percentages, for example, of children with special needs, their budget reflects the fact that there are additional resources needed for those kids. I also think the state really needs to have a real discussion, which we have not had in a very long time, on the impact of public policy on public education. So, for example, unlimited charter school growth despite a declining enrollment, which is just completely unsustainable. And, you know, charter schools could be a really important part of an overall state strategy for education, but we don't have a strategy right now. And what happens is we can't even have the conversation. So, for example, when the legislature and the governor got together in 2011 and decided to lift the cap on university authorized charter schools, we in the state board said that we disagreed with it, but if you're going to do that, the least you have to do is put in quality control so that if you have a charter management company that has a lot of schools that are underperforming, they shouldn't be opening more and more schools. We couldn't even get that written into the bill. So I think we need to have a serious conversation about what we really want out of our education system. And if we want the current system we have, then we have to change the funding model because the two are just incongruent.
Yeah, let me ask you about the funding because I'm wondering how much of an increase in public schools is necessary. How much money do you need to become a top 10 state in education?
Well, so there was an adequacy study that was done last year, or it might have been 2 years ago now, and that study tried to identify what is the cost of educating a student. And I believe that their base cost was about $9,500, if I'm not mistaken. But then, like I said, with the equitable funding, you have to add additional percentage based on the type of student you might be looking at. So, for example, at-risk students who come from low-income homes, they need additional resources. Kids with special needs, they need additional resources. English language learners need additional resources. So taking into account that some schools have higher percentages of kids that fall into these categoricals should also be part of the overall budget strategy. But I think that one thing is clear, that what we're doing today is just not working.
Cassandra Ulbrich is the president of the Michigan State Board of Education. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.